Hello, good morning, and welcome to What's the Buzz New York with your host, me, Nancy Lombardo. Today we have a fascinating guest and a big contest coming up that I want to tell you about. I hope you're all going to get on board with it because it sounds like fun. We have Celeste Moy, Esquire. She oversees the business affairs for the estate of her late sister, Sylvia Moy, and I hope I'm pronouncing that right, please. The honored songwriter and producer best known for her longtime collaborations with Stevie Wonder, alongside her siblings, the glorious Masterpiece Sound Studios in Detroit have undergone renovations and expansions. Masterpiece is poised to be a worldwide destination in the city that's best known for R&B, soul, and the Motown sound. Celeste Moy is also an accomplished attorney specializing in music copyrights and trademarks. She advises and represents top-tier performers and recording artists of some of music's iconic songwriters. I'm going to give you the website right off the bat. And I'm going to give it a couple of times so you get that pencil ready. www.masterpiecesoundstudios.com/cover song contest. And I'm going to open up her mic now and bring her on. If she's listening, she's going to be on in a sec.
Hi,
good morning, Nancy. Celeste.
How are you? Good morning.
Am I pronouncing it right? Am I pronouncing it right?
Yes.
Your last
yes,
name.
You did.
Oh, okay.
Yes, Moy. Yes.
Moy. I love that. Middle of the alphabet in school. This is so great.
Yeah.
I love this contest that you're doing and opening it up. I work with a lot of musicians myself, and there's a lot of talent out there that just doesn't get seen.
Yeah.
And I'll be at an open mic, and I'm looking at these people and going, wow, they're really good. Do they know it? So tell us about what's going on.
Well, we're so excited about the cover song contest. This has really been something that we plan to do as part of our mission to promote and preserve my sister Sylvia Moy's legacy, which was to really continue to highlight and release the really wonderful songs written by great songwriters in different ways, because really good songs can be remixed, flipped, and reproduced and re-released in different genres. And so we're just following through on that mission and her legacy to do just that. That's what the cover song contest is all about.
And tell us about how people can enter this too, because also it's not just that it's a cover song, they can remix it a little bit? Do they have a little leeway there?
Yeah.
Or?
Oh, we absolutely want you to remix it. A cover song is a new performance, a remix, a reinterpretation of a previously recorded song by someone other than the original artist. So we don't want to remake. We don't want you to reproduce a remake of that song like the original artist did it. We want you to use that song, and we know it can be done because our great audio engineers at Masterpiece has done it for us. We want you to remix it in one of the 10 genres that we've listed in our promotions. So
let's just
an
say
example.
Those 10. Sure, go ahead.
Yes. Let me give you an example. We know that any one of the selected Motown songs that we've added to our contest can be done in any one of those 10 genres. So if 10 different contestants choose to remix I Was Made to Love Her, for example, one of our songs, You can do that song 10 different ways, and you can enter that cover in our contest. If you like reggae, produce your favorite reggae sound and add the melody to any one of these songs to your reggae cover and enter our contest. It's as simple
wow,
as that.
It really opens it up, and it's a lot of different genres too. So, you know, it's really choose your favorite kind of thing from hip-hop, jazz,
yes.
Native American, Latin country, just as long as it's Motown. It's got to be Motown,
yes.
Right?
And that's the beauty of the Motown songs. They're love songs, and they can be done in so many different ways. If you love jazz, create your favorite jazz production for any one of these songs, and then add your melody using your saxophone solo. That's a cover.
Yeah,
enter with that.
That is, and I like that you're opening it up to everybody, basically, that,
yes.
And as I said, just last night at an open mic, I'm listening to all these great kids, adults, and I'm like, that by days are plumbers. By night, I go, wow, you can really play. So this is so great about this. And
so today's artists are really producers. When these songs were originally released, and I know because I was with my sister when she was writing many of these songs that are in the contest, Motown had a songwriter, they had an artist, a producer, an arranger, a house band. All of those people made that song. Today's artists are producers. They can use their iPhones or their computers, and they can create their own remix of that song in their favorite genre, and it can become a new hit all on its own. It can win Grammy. It happens. I represent a family
yes.
that wrote Please Mr. Postman. Please Mr. Postman was used in a new song called Feel It Steel, and it won a platinum status and a Grammy. It's a simple
oh,
fact.
Yeah.
So new artists can become today's or tomorrow's Grammy winners.
And I have heard on a lot of the media shows where they're using remixes of Motown and some of the detective shows and some of the newer shows. And I go, wait a minute, I know that song, but not that way. And it's coming back. It's just so great. And it's such a great sound. Speaking of sound, Celeste, I am going to play something here by Martha and the Vandellas. Okay, here we go.
Okay.
Phone that never rings, hoping to hear you say you love me still, knowing you never will. Love, love, love has made a fool of me, got me doing things that shouldn't. Knock on my door, knowing that sweet sound will be no more. Funny how precious memories linger on so long after you've gone. Now, precious memories that only make me cry.
Wow, that was amazing.
Wow.
I forget. I forget, you know.
I made a note of that because we may have to put that in the next cover song contest.
That's what I was thinking. I could hear that in so many different voices.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
But
and I can hear that. And I want to bring up too because I love your energy, by the way, Celeste. If I can tell you that, I love your energy,
you.
And I can tell this is a passion project for you. I can really tell that.
Yes.
And
let's
tell them how to enter. Okay.
Sure.
How do they enter? Okay.
Well, you just
so first they
you
can
go
to the website. No, www.masterpiecessound. It's masterpiecessoundstudios.com/coversongcontest. That's really
right.
Easy to find, kids. It's also on this website. It'll stay on the radio show. And you have some little rules, not too many. Oh, the best part. Free to enter. Unheard of. Free to enter.
Yes, it is.
Wow.
Free to enter, but the opportunity to win up to $25,000 cash awards.
Wow. And you have the songs listed. You have the songs listed so they can see that's their format there. And you have the genres listed there. And the format has to be is MP4 because they want to see, right? You want to see them too, right? Video files.
Right.
The entry forms, you just go to entry forms or www.masterpiecessoundstudios.com/coversongcontest to enter. And tell them how they get screened. Tell them this is exciting. How the songs are screened.
Well, we have a scorecard. We have judges. We're adding judges all the time. But all of the songwriters for the songs that are listed in our contest are on our judges panel. But we're going to add some additional judges in the specific genres that we also have listed. And we have a scorecard so we're going to be scoring the entries based on originality, on the sound quality, the overall performance, the showmanship, and the appeal that it would have for the audience. Because the 10 finalists in our contest will perform their covers at the Soundboard Theater at Motor City Casino in Detroit. And it will be a show.
Wow.
So we do want audience appeal and overall performance at the highest level, because it's not going to just be audio. It will be a on-stage performance in the end.
Well, and you know, and that's why, so if you're listening, it's great that you sing and you're great that you're doing the music, but you want to bring in a friend who does good video. So you want a quality, because this is representing you when you go in, so get a quality tape with quality sound. That means no background noise, kids. Take the background noise out of it and make it good, because this is a great opportunity. But it's also, it's just such a positive thing, because as they say with the lottery, you got to be in it to win it. And just if you have a talent and want to share it, this is here's the perfect opportunity. Here's the perfect opportunity. I think your sister would have been very happy with this. What you're doing is just a great thing. And let's see, you're partnering with Masterpiece, okay. All
Sony
written by
Music
some of the greats,
Company.
Too.
Sony Music.
Yeah, oh,
Company.
Sony Music. Oh, great.
Yeah.
Sony Music is great, too. So there's you want to get people to get in there and enter. Let's see. What else do we need to tell them? I was trying to remember what else. Okay, let me see here. What's the future for Masterpiece Sound Studios? How do you see this going?
If this is the success that we have planned for and expect it to be, we will continue to do it with new songs that, you know, next year and the year after that, of course. But we're going to jumpstart careers for some new performing artists, and new great producers are going to have the potential to earn new Grammy awards for their productions that are entered into our cover song contest. Now, what you submit doesn't have to be Grammy level performance, because what we're going to do with the 10 finalists, we're going to bring them into Masterpiece Sound Studios and our audio producers are going to remix and master your cover. We're going to add horns and strings and whatever else we need to do to make it Grammy-level performance, and then have you put your melody on top of it again. So what you perform in the showcase will be a master performance to a master recording.
Wow. It's such a great opportunity, everyone. I mean, it really is. And, you know, it really honors the history that is Motown and the history of these singers that I can't take techno music. Yeah. That were poets. More than songwriters, they were poets because their songs had a story. Their songs had a feeling, a connection of humanity. And it's I'm going to play another one by Celeste by Stevie Wonder here, one of my favorites. Here we go.
All right.
Again, and that's what she means. What Celeste is telling you, that you hear Stevie Wonder there, but you can do it your way. And if you're one of the finalists, then they're going to bump you up a notch. Is that correct, Celeste?
That's absolutely right. Just take that song, that one song, I Was Made to Love Her, which my sister also co-wrote. Can't you do that in country? Doesn't it just scream, do this
yes.
in a country?
I was hearing it as even
That's
as a ballad.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You could do it
as a ballad.
So
I was just thinking a ballad. That it would just be your creativity is wide open there. So you don't, if you feel you're good and your friends tell you you're good, enter. There's nothing to stop you. iPhones, and by the way, iPhones are so good now for recording.
Yes.
That if you know you're going to be performing somewhere, ask your friend, hey, can I come early and tape this song? So you have a nice background, you have lighting, and you just do it because there's so many venues. And just ask somebody, or can I do it here? But it's such a great opportunity. And tell us a little bit about the Legacy Foundation.
Oh, wow, the foundation, we're still forming the foundation, but when we do, our attention is so much on the cover song contest right now, but the foundation will definitely offer master classes on songwriting and production and remixing and mastering many of the songs that are already written that are great love songs that can be remixed and flipped and reproduced and re-released in different genres. So we're going to actually have master classes through our foundation for new musical enthusiasts to learn how to take advantage of that.
It is such, I'm going to give the information again. It's www.masterpiece.com/cover-song-contest. The rules are right up there. They're very self-explanatory. It's not complicated. But I got to ask this because this might be a question. Can they do more than one song or just submit one song?
One song per contestant.
One song.
But
and I forgot to mention,
this produce different genres using that one song, and that's okay with us.
Oh yeah. Oh, that's very creative. And this is also in partnership, everyone, with Sony Music Publishing. Okay?
Yes.
So just so you know, it's really, this is serious stuff. This isn't just, the state fair. This is a serious, serious opportunity for musicians out there. When you say there's no opportunity, well, here's one. So you want to check this out. You want to go there. You want to check them out. And www.masterpiecesoundstudios.com/cover-song-contest. And check this out, and it's going to be in Detroit, right? So, if you win, right?
The finale showcase is in Detroit, but the contest is open in all 50 states, the District of Columbia, and Puerto Rico.
Wow. Oh, yeah. Let's get some Spanish music in there, too. A Spanish version of some of these songs would be fun, too. Wow.
Absolutely.
So many opportunities. This is so great, and it's so great. And you rebuilt the studios, too, right? The studios are now being enhanced.
Oh, yes.
And
we absolutely did. We upgraded all the equipment. We added new, really experienced audio engineers. We expanded the services to include music video production as well and multimedia services. So we've done a lot to expand and upgrade the studio. And I'm telling you, people are going to – we already have people from all over the world who come to Masterpiece Sound Studios because they want to record in the studio that Sylvia Moy built.
Oh, that is such a wonderful tribute, and this is such a great event and an opportunity for people. Is there a cutoff date for entering?
Cutoff date is July 31st.
Okay. So they got to get on
it. 30 days from now, a little over 30 days. But a good artist producer can produce their own cover for any one of these songs probably in just a matter of a few hours. Because the songs
already
exist. And the songs
it already
are
exists.
Great.
Also, too,
so you don't have
as you said, everyone's a producer now because of Apple and Mac and GarageBand and all the hardware and software they have now to do this.
Right.
So it's so great. It's such a great thing. I have one more song I want to play because we're getting such a great flavor of this today. And this is Brenda Holloway here.
Oh, one of my clients.
Here she comes. Here you go.
I'm about to know my-
When songs were songs, that's what I have to say. When songs were songs, and as she was singing it, I could hear so many possibilities. When I was looking at your list of, from country to Latin rhythm to Native American, Middle Eastern, hip hop, even, and I kept thinking, I don't know, in my head, I even said, you know, I could hear that as a reggae song.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
When we listen to when you listen to Whole Lotta Shaking in My Heart, it's a rap. You should hear it. It's a rap. Or Which Way Is the Sky? It's a rap. You can do hip hop rap with either one of those songs so easy. It's not even funny.
So that's why this is all so great. And, you know, as I said, Celeste, I love your passion and your enthusiasm and honoring a great musician, your sister. And this is just such a great project. And it's free, people, free. It's not going to cost you anything but a couple of minutes of your time just to take a chance and put it out there, because you're not going to win anything without doing something to get it. So you want to do that. www.masterpiecesoundstudios.com/cover song contest. I can't believe it. This has gone so great. Is there anything you want to add in our last minute?
Well, I just want to encourage everybody to do just what you just said, to enter the contest. You got to enter it to win it. And here's our motto. With each master, our goal is to create a masterpiece. That's the Masterpiece Sound Studios motto.
That's wonderful. And I just say, from my own experience of thinking, oh, I'll never win, and I won things, but you have to try and not be afraid. And just putting yourself out there, it's been my experience as a performer that even though I didn't win, somebody was watching, and I got called for another job. So you never know who's watching. That's the thing.
Right.
And somebody might say, oh, gee, I wish I knew somebody who could do it country. Wait a minute. We had a contestant. He didn't win, but he was good. So you never know, people. Put it out there. www.masterpiecesoundstudios.com/cover song contest. Let's get this going, people. All right. Thank you, Celeste. You've been a wonderful guest.
Thank you. I will promote
the heck out of this to all my musician friends to get them on board. This is fantastic.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for
All right.
You're welcome, and thank you for being a guest on What's the Buzz New York. I'm your host, Nancy Lombardo. Our guest was Celeste Moy, Esquire, and she's been a great guest. So, everyone, masterpiecesoundstudios.com/cover song contest. You go. You do it. You'll win it. Okay. Thank you, Celeste.
Thank you. Big kiss.
Bye
now.
Bye-bye. Great show today. Thank you.